You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Fending off a US default, the Senate gave final approval to a debt ceiling and budget cuts package, grinding into the night to wrap up work on the bipartisan deal and send it to President Joe Biden's desk to become law before the fast-approaching deadline. The compromise package negotiated between Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy leaves neither Republicans nor Democrats fully pleased with the outcome. But the result, after weeks of hard-fought budget negotiations, shelves the volatile debt ceiling issue that risked upending the U.S. and global economy until 2025 after the next presidential election. Approval in the Senate on a bipartisan vote, 63-36, somewhat reflected the overwhelming House tally the day before, relying on centrists in both parties to pull the Biden-McCarthy package to passage, though Democrats led the tally in both chambers. Moving on, the United Nations Food Agency's World Price Index fell in May to its lowest in 2 years, as a slump in prices of vegetable oil, cereal and dairy outweighed increases for sugar and meat. The Food and Agriculture Organization's Price Index, which tracks the most globally traded food commodities, averaged 124.3 points in May against a revised 127.7 for the previous month, the agency said on Friday. The April reading was originally given as 127.2. The May score marked the lowest since April 2021 and meant the index was now 22% below an all-time peak reached in March 2022, following the start of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. FAO cereal price index dropped by nearly 5% in May from the prior month, pressured by ample supply prospects and the extension of the Black Sea Grain Initiative, allowing shipments from Ukraine. Up next, tech giant Apple's contract manufacturer, Foxconn, has plans to start manufacturing iPhone units at its proposed Devanahalli plant near here by April 2024, and the state government would hand over required land for the company by July 1st this year, Karnataka Large and Medium Industries Minister M.B. Patil has said. He stated this after a meeting with the representatives of the company who met him as part of a courtesy visit on Thursday. State IT-BT Minister Priyank Kharge was also present. With this, the new government has speeded up the process of the Rs. 13,600 crore project that is expected to create 50,000 jobs, an official release said. The identified 300 acres of land at ITIR of Devanahalli would be handed over by July 1, 2023. Along with this, the government would ensure providing 5 million litres per day of water, quality power supply, road connectivity and other infrastructure facilities, Patil said. The IT services sector indicated a robust deal win in the March quarter and is showcasing accelerated bookings growth, which is a positive sign for the demand environment, said BNP Paribas' report. However, it said that the IT services companies have turned cautious in their near-term revenue growth outlook, given fears of macro slowdown, with most companies expecting a recovery in H2 FY24. The IT services industry recorded a revenue growth of plus 7.8% CC year-on-year, and it continued to moderate Q4 FY23. However, on a sequential dollar basis, Indian IT services companies underperformed in comparison to their global peers, largely due to sharp decline in Infosys's revenue, even as on year-on-year basis, Indian IT service industry market share improved 83 BPS. Meanwhile, the India and South Asia head of Amazon.com Inc.'s cloud division, Puneet Chandok, has resigned with effect from August 31st, the company said on Friday. Chandok had taken the helm of Amazon Web Services in June 2019. Vaishali Kasture, currently head of enterprise for mid-market and global businesses at AWS India and South Asia, would take on the role of interim leader of commercial business for the unit, the US online retailer said. The news came over 2 weeks after Amazon's cloud computing unit revealed plans to invest $12.87 billion in India by 2030, doubling down on its past investments to cater to the growing demand for such services in Asia's number three economy. And lastly, share market update of the day. Domestic indices concluded the last trading session of the week in green. The NSE Nifty 50 advanced 46.35 points or 0.25% to 18,534.10, and the BSE Sensex increased 118.57 points or 0.19% to 62,547.11. In sectoral indices, Bank Nifty surged 147.65 points or 0.34% to 43,937.85. Nifty Auto gained 0.92%, Nifty Metal jumped 1.22%, and Nifty Realty surged 1.42%, while Nifty IT fell 0.40%. The top gainers on the Nifty 50 were Hindalco, Hero Motor Corp, Apollo Hospitals, Tata Steel, and Maruti Suzuki, while the losers were Adani Enterprises, BPCL, HDFC Life, TCS, and Wipro. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.